Hi, this is Dan Jones with CFWN in Cobourg, Ontario. Bob Craich says he will not seek re-election as mayor of Trent Hills and will focus on his local area of Hastings contesting for councillor. Mayors and municipalities of Northumberland County also serve on council at the county level, as well with Craich serving as leader of the county council. He says the county commitments are too much at this time, but over the past decade as mayor, Craich says his council has overseen major development projects in the region, with more planned. He adds he's proud to serve on a council focused on addressing the needs of Trent Hills residents.
I've been mayor now for about 10 years, in the range somewhere, and I still want to be involved locally, but as mayor, there's also the responsibility of county council. And I just felt that it was time for a change. And we've accomplished lots. I've had a great council. We have our new Y. We're close to the bridge. We're working on the hospital. All those things are things I want to work on, along with things in my own riding where, we're trying to do some stuff with green space in Hastings. And so I just felt that I wanted to take a break.
Now, I mean, when you talk about infrastructure, I know the big one coming is obviously the hospital, but also the bridge. And you've been a very vocal advocate for that bridge. How do you want to see that proceed in this next council?
Well, I think right now, our staff have done a great job of getting ready for it. We've acquired all the property we need. We've done the studies. So now we're down to we need some money. And so we're now advocating provincially and federally for some money. And then once we get the go-ahead on funding, we're in the water. And we have to get it done. I mean, if we don't have a new bridge in the next 3 to 4 years, we're going to be in dire straits, because the bridge we got is getting there near its end of life. It has to be rehabbed. And if we have to rehab it and shut it down, that'll cause chaos in our community. So,
now, one thing I noticed about your council, at least under your leadership, is how tight your councillors are in terms of getting projects done. It seems that you guys are all on the same page. There's certain development that needs to happen, housing, the hospital. You guys seem to be united on that. How did you get to that unity?
Well, I think what it takes is it takes people that have have sort of the same agenda, but also are willing to work together. And I've been very fortunate to have councils that understand, where we're going and how we're going to get there. And so you work as a team. I mean, that's what it takes. I've been a hockey player all my life, and it's always been a team. And I think that's the same as council.
Now, one big issue that's plaguing every community is housing. Unlocking land, building. How do you see that progressing in this next council? And what do you want to see, maybe Hastings or even Campbellford?
Well, I mean, in Trent Hills, we've got a fair bit of housing that's on the horizon. I mean, we have the subdivision just on the end of Campbellford, which will be right next to the new hospital. There's about 300 in there. I noticed last night on Facebook that the fourth phase is opening in down past the recreation center on Haven on the Trent. So, I mean, those things are coming. The one in Hastings on Homewood Avenue, it's pretty well sold out. But we have the tannery land in Hastings, and we have the old, I call it the dance hall. People call it the auction hall, but again, there's more there. So I think, and council is very receptive to people coming forward. I think we're in good shape that way.
Yeah, I see a lot of the planning zoning meetings you guys are holding every month. So it's,
yeah.
But what do you say would be your legacy as mayor?
Well, I think probably one of them will be the recreation center. I think that was about 15 years of going, and it's been so very successful. There's 2,000 plus members there. Everything's busy, so I think I'm proud of that. And I'm proud of the whole community. We're coming together. It's a hard thing to take three urban centers that were once all on their own and put them together. And I think that's one of the legacies of this council, is that we've worked together for all the community and not just whichever one you represent. I mean, I tell people, you know, like, you don't have to live in a constituency to call me. You know, I can advocate for anybody, and I'm willing to do that. So,
reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.